Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, where we take a little break from our feud with ESPN and Cam Newton to go to the guest line, where we're joined by Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston. Tom Curran with WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. And Tom E. Curran is powered by Verizon. How we feeling, Tom?
You know, I'm really good. Thanks a lot for asking. That was kind.
Oh, you know, I always like to be nice to the guests. You take your time to talk a little football with us, a little sports. So, you know, just want to check in. Speaking of health, mental and or physical, do you care if Joe Burrow plays? Like, are you looking for Joe Burrow to play so that, you know, the Patriots can beat Joe Burrow? Or what's your mindset on this whole Joe Burrow thing?
I like watching good players play. I want to see Joe Burrow play. Joe Flacco, formerly good player, performing well still at his advanced age. You know, he's got 12 touchdowns and 2 picks in the 5 games he's been there. He's averaging 300 yards per game. Yeah, I did a little bit of research today.
Yes, nice.
But I would rather see Joe Burrow play. He's one of the 5 best in the league. And I like to be entertained by the entertainment product. So, sure, I want to see Joe Burrow play. I do think the Patriots should be able to take care of business one way or the other, though.
Hey, Tom, I've been taking a little bit of heat from our colleagues there at NBC Sports Boston with my take about Drake May being the best quarterback in the league and doing things that are unprecedented. How would you rank or just how do you view Drake May at this point as far as, you know, as far as the other quarterbacks in the league? You know, do you think he is, you know, one of the top 3 quarterbacks, best quarterbacks in the league? And what's your take on that?
I would call him the best quarterback in the league on his first contract. And I'm not doing research, but that's my qualifier. How's that? He's not better than Josh Allen. And I think if I hit you with the truth serum and we sat there under one bare light bulb naked, just sitting, not both of us naked.
Naked?
The light
bulb. That got weird.
Whoa, man, what kind of show?
The light bulb was naked, hanging, and we had to discuss over, you know, knee to knee, just talking for hours. I could get you to say Josh Allen. But it's not crazy enough, whether it's Cam Newton or Ted Johnson or Tom Curran and his J.J. McCarthy stuff, we're just throwing stuff against the wall. If it sticks, we're geniuses. Yep. If we're not, we were just talking. So, no, I don't think it's not crazy, Ted, but you and I both know that your bones are made in January, and that's why we would not say right now that Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in the league, because he does things that Drake May couldn't think of.
Fair enough. Tom, regarding Sunday's game, and some of the talent the Patriots may have back on the field, do you believe that Ramondre and Kayshon Boutte will be making their triumphant return to the offense? And how would that affect Travion Henderson's usage after an excellent couple of weeks going forward?
I think Travion Henderson should retreat exactly where he was previously with his newfound experience and confidence and go right back to that role. because it's been excellent. And I love to see great runs because I'm a running back guy from way back, whether it's Walter Payton or Earl Campbell or Super Joe Cribbs or Joe Delaney. You know, those were the guys. Fitzy, I don't know if I'm too old for you there on those.
No, you are not indeed, sir.
Super Joe Cribbs. I love my running backs. And I love the way Travion Henderson runs the football. But the 50-yard touchdowns count in the statistics. But if we think of the explosive runs, he's still probably around 3 yards per carry. So there is still work to be done by the offensive line and Henderson to get together and be an explosive back. But I want to see a back who's going to get 4 to 5 all the time. And he might be that at some point, but he hasn't run to the point where I would say, well, you don't need Ramondre out there for 18 carries if somebody's getting that many.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston here on WEEI Afternoons. I wasn't actually going to ask you this, but you brought him up, so might as well. And I will preface this by saying I thought Sam Bradford was a Pro Football Hall of Famer. I thought Rashard Mendenhall was going to be an all-pro running back, and Vernon Golston was the biggest beast I've ever seen on the defensive edge. Now that I get those out of the way, just where are your thoughts these days on J.J. McCarthy? Because people seem to care what you're thinking.
My thoughts on J.J. McCarthy are the same as they were on Matt Jones, Drake May, anybody who sucks and then doesn't be a good player. Now, is he so absolutely – does he own such a linebacker mentality and such a I got this, I'm a blood-and-guts quarterback mentality that – it makes it difficult for him to slow the game down, calm down, and play the way a poised quarterback needs to. Maybe. I mean, I only watched him at Michigan. I love the way he ran. I love the arm strength. I love the way he led. I thought he was accurate as hell. To me, my J.J. McCarthy contention in 2024 was the Patriots needed a tackle so badly I couldn't watch it anymore. They needed to trade down, accumulate picks, and hit two positions. Mm-hmm. Quarterback and tackle. So to me, J.J. McCarthy came into the league a little less known in terms of his value, but he's played like ass when given long stints of time. He's played like ass with, you know, moments of high competency. So the longer anybody plays or does anything, the more opportunity you have to increase your competency level. But right now, I don't blame Minnesota, a team with some aspirations, for thinking to themselves, okay, do we want to do this for the rest of the year if we're still seeking a playoff spot? Because maybe we should reboot and do it again next year. We don't not believe in him, but he's such a wild card right now that it's hard to say we know what we're going to get.
All right, Tom. So the Patriots pass rush is kind of an average to below average pass rush in all the different metrics. And I'm curious what you think the impact of Milton Williams. He's been put on IR, so he's out for at least the next 4 games. Him not being there on that defensive line, how do you think that impacts this defense?
It's going to be significant. I don't know if it's going to be this week or next, but if I'm correct, you have to miss 4 games. Not just 4 weeks. You have to miss 4 games, so that means no Baltimore and no Buffalo. James Cook and Josh Allen, you need answers for those guys. Lamar Jackson and who's the running back in friggin' – oh, Derrick Henry. you need answers for those guys. So it's going to have a massive impact, and it could result in those games – if I was doing a line, let's say, what would the Patriots be favored against Buffalo right now? I bet that they would be favored by 2. And
2.
Yeah, 2. And I think that at Baltimore, they're going to be getting 4, maybe 5. How's that? Wow. Discuss amongst yourselves. But it's going to be a big deal. Don't you think, Fitzy? If you were doing a line, I'm good at plucking lines.
Yeah, we should do a pod. No one's ever done a podcast called Guess the Lines before. We should do that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sometime, Tom.
Well, his is called Doing a Line, and I think it means something different.
Me and Stiz are sitting here twitching right
now. No, Tom, I got to figure you got
to
on a neutral field, you know, the Patriots would get three for being at home, and they're playing a little better right now. I'd give them 3.5, and I think in Baltimore, I think that would be maybe Ravens 1.5. That's just me.
My contention always is that Vegas doesn't care who's playing better. Vegas cares about how they're going to try and get the public to divvy up their money.
Sure.
And the public is still going to look at Buffalo and say, better team. So they're going to get the 1 point.
Yeah, I know, and especially the way their offense played in the second half last week, we'll see. And obviously tonight bears a lot of watching to see how Josh does against one of the five best defenses in the NFL. Tom, I can't believe we got this far into our interview without making mention of this feud that we have, or the mentions that we got on McAfee and Worst Take and everything else this morning. So defense of my colleague or colleagues here, I just want to ask, sir, do you believe, as Cameron Jarrell Newton said, that the New England Patriots are cubic zirconia or fool's gold, or that there's a potential fool's gold element to this team?
Oh, I 1,000,000% agree with Cam Newton's 30,000-foot opinion as a national commentator on football to offer that up. I have absolutely zero problem with a national commentator looking at the Patriots schedule, not watching every single game and every single snap and saying their combined winning percentage and their overall strength of schedule is 363. Nobody else in the entire NFL is under 40% wins. So he is totally entitled to do that. When you look at the fine print, and you watch it as a fan, as your listeners are, or watch it as media members, as we do, we understand that they haven't had one single lucky win. I'm not calling Atlanta a lucky win. Atlanta was lucky to be in that game. Maybe Miami, if A-Chain stayed in. But they could be 11 and friggin' 0. Think about how close they are to 11 and 0. Had May just not played like a second-year quarterback in those two games, they would be 11 and friggin' 0. So that's the fine print that people don't understand. They have handled everybody that they've played. That's what's freaking crazy. They're ahead all the time at halftime, and they get the horse into the barn afterwards. So to me, I don't blame them. I understand it. It's well-deserved because of the opponents. But the fine print, when you really scrutinize it in a calm, rational, normal way, is they're the real thing.
Tom, there's a discussion we're going to have that I want to get ahead of with you, and we're going to sort of talk about guys that can't get hurt. It's obviously an offshoot of this Milton Williams conversation and what we've seen with Booty and Stevenson. If you were going to list two, three guys, who are the most important guys that they need to stay healthy as the real season starts here after Thanksgiving?
Bobby Spillane would be one.
That's a good one.
I'm going off the board. Let's go off the board.
Yeah.
Instead of doing the easy ones. Robert Spillane, Christian Gonzalez, and that's more of a playoff situation than a regular season situation, in my estimation. And Will Campbell.
Those are good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like those. Those are good teasers.
I got to ask you, Tom, just to indulge me, even though the Chiefs aren't in the playoffs right now, I kind of like this question that's been batted around. Is would you prefer to go on the road to play the Broncos or play the Chiefs at home in the first round of the playoffs.
I like that.
Yeah. Which scenario would you prefer for the Patriots?
Well, I was just knee-jerk going to say Denver, and then I thought to myself, well, what's Denver's superpower? You can't score against them. Yep. They have a ridiculous pass rush. It's only going to get worse when you're in Denver. I've seen Denver playoff games. The last time we watched one there, Tom Brady almost got sawed in half on several occasions. Yep. So I think Kansas City.
That's crazy. I mean, I almost think I'd agree with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think I'd agree with you, man. It's Denver's just,
I mean,
weird things happen
flying
there, man.
Off the edge on poor Morgan Moses.
Yep.
No, he doesn't need that.
Tom, who do you have right now in the Tom E. Curran power rankings? Who is your number one team in the NFL right now?
It would be, I haven't thought about this. Okay. Some weeks you do it and you think about it and some weeks you don't. Mm-hmm. Who would it be other than the Patriots, not the Colts, right? They just, their last game was unimpressive to me. Mm-hmm. They struggled. Mm-hmm. The Patriots keep taking care of business. They have a better quarterback, the Patriots do. It's not going to be Denver because I've seen them play horribly. It's not Buffalo because resume counts and what you've done this year, even though I think Buffalo would beat the Patriots if they played Sunday, which we'll find out soon enough. I guess it would be the Patriots, Fitzy.
Wow.
For the AFC.
Wait, did you hear NFL?
No, Rams.
Okay. I mean, you got the Rams, Seahawks, and
the
Eagles.
Yeah.
No, I don't like the Eagles.
Okay. All right. Nope.
I think Rams, Patriots, Eagles, and Seahawks. You know, I guess you'd have to say those four would be your mix.
All right, Tom.
I think the Buffalo's not in it.
Okay.
Anyway,
you can keep talking. We're just going to hang up on you. Appreciate your time this week. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, bud.
See you, guys.
See you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up next, we're going to react to Tom Curran. Had a couple of very strong thoughts there on the Patriots and this season. And also get his opinion on J.J. McCarthy. Everybody on Twitter and text has been like, ask Curran about McCarthy. Ask him about J.J. Hot take. Well, in his own words, what does he think about what's going on with J.J. McCarthy? That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.